So here we are, expending our identities in a time that seems absolutely determined to narrow identities. And the lie, of course, is that if you narrow yourself, you will be safe. And that is a lie of such a proportion, we cannot even begin to deal with it. But we do feel the pressure of that. We do feel the pressure. We are going to use this word and then hopefully explain it. The pressure to belong. That word is incorrectly used in terms of who you are and how you are meant to be on the earth, because it has a meaning on it that says to belong, you must be like. And that is not at all related to what it is to belong. To belong is when your energy, particularly now that it's growing and expanding, finds other energies who are growing and expanding, but it does not have to be in the same way that you are growing and expanding. The energy that makes you belong is that you are both growing, that you are both seeking, that you both are becoming who you are here to become. It is that energy of that movement that makes for belonging. If you have ever witnessed, and we are sure you all have, cliques of any kind, certainly you probably experienced that in your educational time earlier on, some kind of safety in cliquishness, then you got to see the problem with it, because the clique closes. It does not expand. It does not open. It says the five or six of us will be exactly alike and the rest of you will be on the outside. And that kind of expectation in a strange way continues in your culture. It's perhaps to belong you need to, we are trying to think, to join what the country club or to belong you need to live in a certain neighborhood, or to belong, it can go in so many different directions, and they're wrong. They are wrong about that, because living in a particular neighborhood does not make you like anyone. You could live in the most beautiful home in the world, in a neighborhood of the most beautiful homes in the world, and find yourself among miserable people who are not trying to move and expand and grow. And so the only thing that would really belong then would be your house. And you do not want to dedicate your life to making your house belong. That is a waste of your energy. But do we have a longing to be with others whose energy is growing? We do have that. It is simply that we do not all have to grow in the same direction. And it is an important thing to know in your life, because you will hit times in your life when it is time to expand, when it is time for your own energy to grow and rise and your own identity to make itself known. And if you are with people who are used to your belonging, meaning that you are staying the same size and doing the same things that they are doing, then it makes for a terrible tension, and one sometimes which you find puzzling, something you may even feel guilty about. But there is nothing to feel guilty about. You belong with others who want to grow, who are finding themselves and sharing that finding. That is a way to belong, but not in the rigid structures that have been set up. When you look back on your life at the cliques and groups, that you will find strange pieces of information. On Tuesday, we will all wear green, and that is supposed to be the indicator of belonging. But the only belonging that happens there is that you are wearing green and others are wearing green as well. It does not have meaning beyond that. So if we try to force belonging by wearing the green shirt, then we are going to experience difficulty, because the genuine part of you, the part of you that is encouraging you to grow, feels more lonely than ever. Let us say that again. More lonely than ever. Because how sad it is to be wearing the green shirt and still knowing that you do not belong. That is a painful way to go through life. And of course, one of the things that we probably have all moved through is that we say to ourselves, well, the problem is I do not belong with the people with the green shirts. So perhaps I should look for people with the blue shirts. And then we get the blue shirt, and before very long, we have the same problem. The part of you that knows who you really are knows that you cannot be defined by the shirt you wear, no matter what form that shirt may take. And the knowing of that while you are still trying to wear the shirt can make an incredible tension in you, and one that keeps you from being able to grow and be with others who are growing and to find more of your own truth every day that you live. So what seems to be safe actually is not. You will experience that in life, in more than one part of your life. But remember, this belonging is not a blessing, and it is not even a true thing, because when you feel yourself with, shall we say, like-minded others, people who are trying to find themselves and their lives, and they are honest and good, and no matter how different their path is from you, you can feel the belonging then. It does not make you small. It does not try to compress your identity. It does not try to make you someone you are not. And that is the only true belonging feeling that your own identity will allow you to know and to be, shall we say, comforted by. It is, of course, a hard thing to give up, because your whole world is about this is what you must do to belong, or this is what you must be to belong. And to come to the conclusion that that is a lie requires courage, true courage, and to get you, but it will get you out of the battle. And that is its advantage. Much of our fatigue, which we know you are all feeling, comes from this necessity to shape change, or one of our, we have heard you use this phrase often, we find it amusing, to take the high road. Now, we know there are certain places where that is true, but in essence, it is saying you do not feel what you feel. You do not know what this situation is for you. You simply rise like, what do you call, a helium balloon to a high road that does not actually exist, because you have skipped your whole process. What you know, what you feel, what you believe, what is good for you here, how you want to move, how you want to be. Now, once again, we understand there is a place for that. There's the place where you see that someone is truly ignorant and that sharing your truth with them would be painful for them. We will call that a kind of high road. But a better phrase would be a road of discernment, because you still know what you know and feel what you feel. You are not skipping the human part. There are no prizes for that mean anything, because to rise above it all without knowing it all leaves you as empty as wearing the blue shirt, when your own being knows you are so much more than that. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel energy light all around you. Breathe in the energy. Exhale the fatigue. Breathe in the light. Exhale the shadow. Breathe in the truth. Exhale the lie. Breathe in the love. Exhale the fear. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the war. Feel a warm rain falling to wash away the weak, to wash away any pain or upset, to wash away other paths that are not yours. Let the rain wash all of that away from you, and know that it is good. Feel a bright sun above your head, and let the energy of that sun begin to enter your body, and know that that sun's energy is the energy of the universe that knows you, understands you, loves and encourages you. And open your crown to receive more of that energy. Let that energy flow into your third eye and waken your third eye. Feel the universe's joy in your ability to know, to trust, to see, to feel. And feel your third eye expanding. Feel that sun's energy flow into your throat and light up all that you need to know about how you communicate with yourself and the world around you. Let that sun's energy bring light to your communication center. Feel the sun's energy flow down into your throat, and from your throat into your heart. And feel that link between your throat and your heart. And feel the sun fill your heart center, displacing any limitation or pain. And feel the connection between the throat and the heart, so that when you speak from the fullness of your heart, to yourself, to the world around you. And feel the sun's energy flow down and into your solar plexus. And let the sun's energy displace all of the heavy emotions that may have caught you. Let the sun release them and take its place in your solar plexus with power and with joy. Feel the sun's energy flow down and into your second center. And let the sun's energy clean out the shame and the guilt and the old programs that keep you from your own truth, from your own light. Feel all of that moving out of your body and see the sun in your second center. Feel the sun's energy flow down through your body and into the root. And know that the sun in your root makes you powerful, makes you able to create for yourself the life you truly want to live. And feel the energy of the earth come up to support your root, to join with the energy of the universe to allow you to stand on your path, to walk forward, knowing that you are never alone, to see clearly and without fear where your path is taking you next, and to feel the smile of the universe as you see more and more. On the path ahead of you, see that there is a clearing of light. And in that clearing is a gift that the universe has left for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.